We're visiting now with Kristen Bringhurst. She's the director of the Old Rock Church Summer Theater. Many of you are familiar with this. It's out in Auburn, the Old Rock Church. And every summer, we have a big theater production. And joining us now on SVI, Director Kristen Bringhurst. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks.
When you first spoke to us at SVI, you said this would be your final year. What year did you start? And then just walk us through those years. When did you start with the Old Rock Church Summer Theater?
So it started back in 2007. I grew up here. And so we moved back in 99 and I started going to the Rock Church play because I just love theater. And so when I saw that advertised, I said, oh yeah, we got to go out to see the play. It was so fun. In 2007, I saw in the paper an ad for the auditions. And my daughter, Taylor, she loves theater too. And so I took her out for auditions and it was so fun. And while she was up on stage auditioning, the director said, could you just go up on stage with her and read the other part opposite her so that'll be easier for her? And so I said, sure. And I hopped up on stage and I read the part. And then they said, hey, have you ever thought about being in a play? And I said, oh my gosh, I would love to be in the play. So that's kind of how it got started, just with my daughter in 2007. And then I was hooked from then on. Taylor was in it every year. I went back the next year in 2008. We were both in the play, and I just kind of gradually started helping Aline, who was the playwright, and she was also directing. I just kind of started helping her with directing, and then by 2009, a couple years later, I went back and looked at the programs, and I was listed as the director that year. So pretty quick, I just became the director. And I always...
What year was that? Let me know.
2009 was my first official year of directing.
And then you continued to direct.
And then I just continued to direct. But I was also in the play because it's just... That's the fun part to me is being in the play. I love that. But it's also really fun to direct. I just love it. And so they asked me if I would direct. And I said, yeah, as long as I still get to be in the play. So I was in the play with my kids. Each year I've had my daughter's been in the play. My son Logan and my son Adam have also been in the play. So it's kind of been a fun family
tradition
to do.
You've done it for a lot of years. You took a summer off though somewhere there because your husband said, what about our summer for the family?
Exactly. Yeah. One year I had a cast that had quite a few men in it and I was short. I needed one more man and I said to Stu, hey, how about, do you want to be in the play? And he's like, no. Not really. No, that's not my thing. But I said, to dangle a carrot, I said, well, if you're in the play this year, I'll take off next year. I won't be in the play so we can kind of get our summer back. And that was enough enticement for him. And so he was in the play. That was a really fun year. Stu and I were both in it with our two boys, Adam and Logan. So that was fun to have the four of us
what
in the play.
Memory.
Yeah,
photos.
We have great pictures of that. Yes. So then the following year, true to my word, I took that year off and then ended up taking a couple years off. So I took the 3 years from 2014 to 2016. I took those 3 years off and then came back in all the way in 2017.
Mm-hmm. And continued on until 2023, announcing that this will be your final summer looking for someone else. We're with director Kristen Bringhurst. The Rock Church Summer Theater has been a big part of her life since 07 and on with a little break in there. Let's talk about you and all the time you've put into this. What do you derive from it? What enjoyment? I mean, this is what we call the ultimate public service. There's no pay, there's endless hours, and you give up the most precious time of year in Star Valley, the summer months. How do you feel about this?
Yes, it is a lot of work, but it is so fun for me. I'm just really passionate about all things theater. I love the theater. I love being in the audience and just, you know, watching. I love directing. I love participating. I love acting. I love it all. And so it's really a passion of mine.
Okay.
Plus, I just love Star Valley so much. Okay. I am just so grateful that I got to grow up here. And I'm really grateful I got to come back. I moved back here in 1999. And so I just feel super blessed to be, you know, a native of Star Valley, but to be here again. And this, I love how this play brings in the history of Star Valley. And then, so it's like historical fiction. There are really a lot of true things about the play, but then there's some fun things added in, and it just makes it so fun, so entertaining. People get a chance to be on stage and learn something about Star Valley, but also, you know, kind of develop their acting skills, get a little bit out of their shell. It's fun to watch people at the beginning of the season and then just get more and more comfortable on stage until at the end they're really, you know,
right,
comfortable, and everybody, we just have, it's so much fun. It's a great time. And then you're like, you know, all these rehearsals and all this work behind the scenes, but then, you know, you get on stage, you have a great show, and you're just kind of like, oh, that was so fun. After, you know, everyone's taking their bows and people say, you know, thank you. They go through the line, yeah, after, thank you for all this work. That was really fun. And you just feel like that was, you know, we're promoting the history of Star Valley. We're letting people, we're providing some entertainment. Hopefully people are getting a laugh and having a good time, and it's some, you know, good entertainment and recreation. And
you're giving back to your childhood home, and now your children's home too.
Yep. Yeah.
Well, where do you see this all going? You announced in our first interview on SVI that this would be your final summer. You're getting back maybe to a little bit of a normal summer for your family. Where do you see this going, and where would you hope it to go?
Oh, I hope that, I hope this just continues forever. This is such a fantastic, fun tradition for Star Valley. And so the Historical Society is looking for a new director, another director. So I'm just hoping that they can find someone who loves theater and has, you know, has the time to do it. And I just hope it continues forever. So yeah, if there's anybody listening to this that loves theater, that directs, or even if you've never directed, I mean, I didn't go to school, you know, theater wasn't my major. And so,
but you have a passion for it. Now you've done very well with it.
Yeah, I have such a passion for it, and I've never missed a play, you know, like I've never missed a production locally, of course. And then I go, you know, I go see as much theater as I can in other states, and it's just like, oh, my favorite. It's like my favorite thing to do is to just go to, you know, Broadway plays and plays in Utah. I always go to Pickleville Playhouse in Bear Lake, and I just, Yellowstone Theater, Jackson Playhouse, I just never. And so you don't have to have a theater degree. You just have to have a passion and a love. And I've just learned from doing and from seeing a lot of plays and knowing what makes them great, you know. So I wasn't even like professionally trained in this, but I just, yeah, I hope that they can find someone. So if anyone's interested, give me a call, call the Historical Society, contact them, because we're looking for someone to carry this tradition through.
Very good. A base is out of the Star Valley Historical Society. We've been visiting with Director Kristen Bringhurst, Rock Church Summer Theater, a big tradition of Star Valley. Any concluding thoughts or comments, Kristen, that we haven't spoken with you right now? This is a lot of years, 07, all the way through, a little break in there, but you have given so much back to this valley and to your neighbors. Some concluding thoughts here as we close out.
I'll say I'm really going to miss it. I've absolutely loved it, and I'm really going to miss it. But I'm looking forward to, yeah, getting my summers back and some time back. But I would just say, come try out for the play some year. You know, sometimes we get people and they're like, I've never done the play, and they show up and they're fantastic on stage. Yes, it's just so, it's really great. So yeah, I've just had a blast doing it. It's been a really fun time.
Well, from all of Star Valley, we say thank you, and we wish you all the best with your future endeavors. But thank you so much for giving your summers to the Rock Church Summer Theater. Thank you, Kristen.
Thanks.
That's Kristen Bringhurst, visiting with SVI. Dan Dockstader reporting for SVI Media.